Hello, GWA Backstage. How are you guys and girls? I'm here to answer the Cardinal Sins Horror Media Questionnaire. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. by obviously Cardinal Sin. Yay! So, I like it because I love Friday the 13th, especially in October. So, it's really amazing. And I love this questionnaire, and well, I love questionnaires, so let's start. Okay, what's your favorite scary movie slash series? My favorite movie and series is Scream, both. I really like, for me, it's a classic, and remember my youth. So when I was a teenager, so yes, Scream is really, really interesting for me, and all the story and all the characters are really fun. So yeah, that's it, Scream. Are there particular horror scenarios that scare you the most? Yes, serial killers, stalkers, and things about haunted houses. But not like there's a movie called The Houses October Built, and that movie is really scary. I hate that kind of scenario. I really do. So yes, it scares me a lot. Okay, which kind of horror supernatural monster do you find the most scary? You know, werewolves, vampires, aliens, etc. For me, are demons. Demons and ghosts, just like obviously not the Ghostbusters, but like the you know, the movies. Gosh, just blow my Insidious. I like that movie, but I really got so scared that I almost can't sleep at night. So yes, that kind of movie. Is there something in horror movies that has never scared you, like something that always get brought up as scary, creepy, but it just never works on you? Well, I don't remember, but I think that aliens, yes, I mean, well, they can, you know, just show up and boo, but for me it's not scary. And werewolves too, vampires too. No, I like this. All those guys. I think that, yeah, no, they don't scare me. Yeah. Especially werewolves, I never was scared by any. Okay, most underrated horror movie or series? Movie, I don't know if is there an underrated movie, but series for sure is iZombie. I mean, is a horror and comedy, so I think that's why it's underrated, but it's pretty good. I really like it. Movie, I don't know. I mean, every movie that I... Oh yes, I know. Sharknado. Yeah, I know it's really goofy, but I think that sharks, I mean, movies with sharks are always underrated, and they are fucking scary. Really, do you ever talk about a shark in a pool? Really, I do. So that's it. I think movies with sharks and Sharknado. I mean, it happened, okay? It really happened. Somewhere, I don't remember. But imagine you are there and there's a tornado, and then sharks start to eat people. It's really scary. So that's it. Okay. Do you like comedy in your horror? Explain why. Yes, I do like. But I do like without comedy too. I think that, well, it's a time that you just can, you know, relax a little bit and laugh a little bit. And horror movies or serious jokes are really, really, always really funny. irony, sarcastic, ironic, and stuff. So yes, I do like it. I like comedy on my horror. So that's it. Do you play scary horror games? If so, what's the scariest game you ever played? I don't think that I can call scary, but I played Masquerade, the Vampire Masquerade. So I think that's, has supernatural stuff. And I am a toreador. So yes, I like them. And I think that's the only, let's say, scary thing that I ever played. So that's it. Do you like horror-themed television shows? I'm including things based on real life, like shows about serial killers too. When the show is just is like, how can I say? Like about the O.J. Simpson, is about or a documentary or stuff. I like a little bit, but it's not my favorite thing. And but I do, I mean, Scream is about a serial killer, but I when the thing becomes really real stuff, I don't like at all. I don't like, I really don't. Do you like read horror or supernatural fiction? I think the real life thing works there here too. If so, what are your favorite book and stories? I don't remember reading anything about it, anything like this, unless it's The Masquerade again. But no, I never read something. I read a little Sidney Sheldon, but it's not actually scary, so it doesn't count. I don't read that much. No, I don't think I liked reading. I don't like that much the scenario. Do you enjoy horror-themed audios and ones that are predicated on fear play? No fucking at all. I mean, I have a friend. Well, everyone knows, I think. It's Todster. Todster123. And he actually forbid me to listen to his dark audios. And I heard his Halloween audio, and I had a panic attack, and he knew it. I told him, and he was really concerned. But I had a panic attack. I even, vomited. It's disgusting, but I really was almost passing out, and I was alone. I was working, and luckily, a guy just, entered in my office, and he saw, and he helped me, and I was talking to a lot of people, and well, they helped me. I had nightmares that night. I spent 2 days trying to take that off my mind, but it was really, really scary. And then he forbid me to listen to every dark audio of him. Sorry, Todd. Yes, but he's right, and I just don't like it. I really don't like it. I heard one was yesterday or the day before, from, oh gosh, I don't remember who sent me. I'm sorry, babe. I'm really sorry. Oh, jeez. You remember? You know that? Oh my God, I just forgot it. Sorry, 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 sorry. But well, it was really a great interest. It's not that I don't remember you. I don't remember your username here on Reddit. That's why I'm not talking. Okay, I'm not dropping your name. But it was really, really good. A really good audio about werewolves and stuff. She was really good. I'm sorry, I don't remember your username. And well, it was a really good stuff, and I liked it. But I usually don't like horror themes audio, so especially for play, no, it's not for me. I'm kind of cute. So that's it. Do you find experiencing horror movies, games, literature, or use cathartic? Oh my God. Well, I had a time that I was really going through a lot of stuffs, and I spent about 4 months watching daily horror movies, but really, really dark movies, and every kind of movies I was watching, and I wasn't scared in anything. I just felt like that thing that was happening, I was like killing my problems, not the person, not the people who were, in trouble with me or something, but I was really killing each problem, each issue, each bad thing on my life. I felt like this, so was a little cathartic, yes, but not today. I just came back to be the coward that I was. So that's it. And because this is a subreddit for a lovely group of married performers and writers, have you ever used horror media specifically as the prelude to a great sexual act, either by yourself or with a partner? Never! And if someone just do it, I will run away even naked. So no, it's not for me. Well, that's it. These are my answers. And Cardinal, I loved this questionnaire. I really do love Halloween and stuff, but I don't like that much horror stuff. But I like to answer about it. So that's it. Thank you, everyone, and see ya. Bye. Mwah.